All right, it is Monday morning, and tomorrow evening, well, you're in for a treat. If you can make it to this, by all means, make sure that you head over to the Donald Dodge Auditorium in the St. Clair County building for the Under the Radar Michigan guys. They're coming to town. They're on kind of a lecture tour, and they're going to share some stories from their exploits around the state of Michigan. Tom Dalton is online with us right now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, we're so excited that you guys are coming to Port Huron tomorrow. And I got to ask you, because we usually have our conversations at the Grand Hotel during the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. How did you take the news that the Grand Hotel has been sold? What did you think when you heard about that?
Well, I was a little disheartened and shocked, but, you know, I really think the Mercers will make sure that the transition will be smooth, and I really do think that I don't think we'll lose any traditions, because I don't think the people of Michigan would stand for it, to be quite frank. So,
true.
Because that the traditions there are just so much a part of, you know, the fabric of Michigan. So I think I'm hoping that nothing changes.
I mean, you speak of the fabric of Michigan. You have sort of woven yourself into the fabric of Michigan over the last few years. When did you guys start doing these Under the Radar programs?
Oh, gosh, we're just starting to film season 10 right now.
Wow.
Believe it or not. We were hoping this would last long enough until we got, you know, real jobs again.
And this became your real job, didn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I used to produce and direct car commercials, which is funny because I know nothing at all about cars. And Jim was in radio for years. And when the economy crashed, we lost our jobs and lost 100% of our income. So we had to reinvent ourselves, like so many people did back then, around, you know, 2009, 2010. We had to reinvent ourselves, and we did. And sure enough, it worked.
What is it about your program that seems to really strike a chord with viewers?
You know, I think basically it's because I don't look smart enough to lie. I'm just a regular guy, and it's true, genuine discovery. We don't take ourselves too seriously. You'll see a lot slicker TV shows out there than ours. But you won't see one that's more sincere, or that's, you know, that's where we're just regular guys having fun, trying to feed our families, pay our mortgages, and discover cool things in Michigan. So it's that simple.
And you have not run out of cool things in Michigan, have you?
Oh my gosh! When I first started doing the show, season one, 9 years ago, a friend of mine said, "You're just doing a show about Michigan, dude. What are you going to do after one season?" And it's like, I get 40 emails every morning from people saying, have you met this person? Have you been to this place? Have you seen this park? Have you eaten at this restaurant? We have enough information saved from all of our viewers to do this show for another 20 years.
And I know you've done the Port Huron area, but boy, a lot has changed since you last brought your cameras here. Now, are you coming just to speak this week, or are you going to be doing some video as well?
Actually, we're coming just to speak, but we'll be doing a little bit of scouting as well, because you're right. I think it was season 5 we were there last. So we it's long overdue. We do need to get back to Port Huron. So we'll be doing a little bit of scouting and talking with people.
What I've asked you this before, and I know it's an unfair question, but do you have a favorite place in Michigan?
Well, of course, Port Huron. Actually, you know, I did when I first started doing the program. But now that I've spent 9+ years exploring the entire state from top to bottom, I can't say that I have a favorite anymore. Some of my favorite shows are the UP adventures, just because we're gone for a long time. It truly is an adventure up there. I call the UP our own out west.
Yeah.
It's our own big sky country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a favorite place. When I sit down now and trying to think of one, it's so many things come to mind. It's kind of hurts.
it seems hard to imagine that there's a place that you haven't been in Michigan, but there probably are some towns that you haven't visited yet, or at least haven't highlighted yet, that you're looking forward to doing.
Oh, absolutely. Our list is getting longer and longer. And like you said, in Port Huron, it's been a few years since we've been there, and so many young people are doing new creative things. So many things are changing. So many historic things are being restored. That we need to get, even when we've been to a place, we need to come back after a couple of years. So, yeah, it's a tough, our biggest challenge when we go into an area is narrowing it down to the three things we're going to feature. because there's so much.
Yeah.
People don't realize until they get out there and really explore, there's so much out there.
There really is. And people take such pride in their communities and in their state. And I, you know, I've only lived in Michigan, Tom, so I don't know what other states are like, you know, as far as living there and having pride in them. But I don't feel like there are a lot of other states that radiate the same kind of pride that Michigan does. Why do you suppose that is?
You know, I think it's part of the Midwest sincere, honest work and our living ethic.
Yeah.
We just love, we dig in where we are, we love where we live. Plus, I mean, look at, I mean, try one of the square states, is what I always say. I mean, yeah. look at the natural resources we have, from the lakes to we have our entire, like I said, our own out west with the Upper Peninsula. The culinary scene here is incredible. The historic scene is incredible. We just have so much here that other states would love to have. We have as much coastline, I think, as California.
Oh, yeah,
so
for
maybe
sure.
More. So it's just everything we have here. When you boil it all down, it's just, God, it's, without sounding corny, it's pure Michigan.
No, it absolutely is. I think that's why that campaign works so well. We're excited that you're coming tomorrow, Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock at the Donald Dodge Auditorium in the county building. This is presented by the St. Clair County Library System. It is a free presentation. However, tickets are available, reservations through Eventbrite, or you can call the library just so they know that you're planning on being there. But it should be a great time. You're going to be signing your books as well, right?
Yeah, I got a couple of books we're going to have there with us. But now I have to warn people, if I sign the book, it's worth less after I sign it. So, but yeah, we have if you come and see us, we have a ton of fun. We just explain how we do whatever it is we do. And if you want more information on the show, it's utrmichigan.com. It's that simple, just utrmichigan.com.
Good stuff. Tom, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time, and safe travels. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul. You're the best.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.